Welcome back to Omnia Talks, where the veil grows thinner, where we remember what was never truly lost, and where the truth isn't something we seek, it's something that begins to remember us. I'm your host, Ryan Munoz, and today we journey into the unseen, the dimensions just beyond your five senses, where energy, vibration, and consciousness shape the world that you walk through every single day. This is episode 11. The veil between worlds. And the question I want you to hold in your heart as we move through this is simple. What if the unseen is more real than what you can touch? Let's start with what we know, or at least what we think we know. From the moment that we're born, we're taught to trust our senses. What we see, what we can measure, what we can prove, that's what's real. But if we slow down and take a closer look, even science now tells us everything that you see is made of energy. Atoms, mostly empty space, vibrating fields of potential. And yet this empty space holds everything that gives birth to matter. The unseen holds the seen. The invisible gives rise to the visible. That's the first layer of this veil, the illusion that the physical world is all there. But in truth, the physical is the final echo of vibration, the shadow of a much greater light. So what exactly is the veil? In ancient teachings from Sumeria to Egypt, from the Gnostics to the Vedas, the veil represents the boundary between the seen and the unseen. It's the membrane between spirit and matter, between soul and form. But here's the twist. The veil was never meant to separate us. It's meant to protect us, to give our consciousness a focus point in physical reality, to let the infinite express itself through limitation. You could think of it like a dream. When you dream, you forget for a moment that you're the dreamer. You live fully inside the story until something, a symbol, a feeling, a moment that reminds you, wait, I'm dreaming. That's awakening. The moment that the veil becomes transparent instead of opaque. Let's take a deeper look. Everything, every thought, every emotion, every sound has a frequency. Energy vibrates and vibration forms patterns. Those patterns shape reality. This isn't just poetic, it's physics. In quantum theory, energy doesn't collapse into matter until it's observed. Consciousness is the activator. That means reality is participatory. You're not a passive being walking through the world. You're a co-creator, constantly sculpting the energetic field around you. So what does that mean on a spiritual level? It means your vibration determines your perception. If you're resonating with fear, you'll perceive a fearful world. If you align with love, you begin to see through the illusion, and you notice synchronicities, intuition, and divine order that others might overlook. The veil, then, isn't out there. It's vibrational. It shifts based on the frequency that you hold. That's why people in higher states of consciousness, through meditation, prayer, near-death experiences, or deep love, often report the same thing. The veil just dissolves. The boundary between here and there blurs, and they realize it was never truly there to begin with. Now let's move into dreams, the nightly bridge between worlds. When you sleep, your conscious mind quiets, and your soul begins to communicate in symbols, emotions, and energetic expressions. Dreams are not random. They're messages from the higher self, sometimes from guides, ancestors, or the divine itself, translated through the subconscious mind. Why do dreams feel so vivid, so real sometimes? Because you're actually there, in another layer of consciousness. Your soul moves fluidly through dimensions that your waking mind can't yet comprehend. Some call it the astral plane, some call it the etheric field. The name doesn't really matter, though. What matters is this. You are the multidimensional and every night your soul reminds you of that truth. When you wake and say, it was only a dream, remember, it's not only a dream, it's another world you briefly touched. The veil between waking and dreaming is one of the easiest to cross, because you already do it every single night. Now, let's talk about intuition, the compass of the unseen. Intuition is how your higher consciousness speaks through your body. It's the subtle whisper beneath logic, the quiet knowing that says, go here, or wait, or this is the truth. We all have it, but most of us were trained to just tune it out, to prioritize analysis over alignment. But intuition is instant recognition. It's your higher self remembering something before your mind can catch up. When you follow that knowing, you're walking with guidance beyond this dimension. And when you ignore it, life often sends you lessons that bring you right back to that same doorway until you learn to trust the unseen. The more that you can listen, the thinner the veil becomes. Have you ever thought about someone and they suddenly just text you? Or notice that the same number appears over and over again? Or felt a pull to go somewhere, and when you did, something important happened? That's not coincidence. That's resonance. Synchronicities are often how the unseen communicate with the seen. Patterns that align energy through thought and time into divine choreography. It's the universe saying, yes, you're in tune. Every synchronicity is a ripple in the fabric of reality responding to your vibration. When you start noticing them, you're beginning to live through the veil, not beneath it. Now let's expand our awareness even further. Reality isn't divided into physical and spiritual. It's a spectrum of vibration from the dense material frequencies that we call matter to the subtle luminous frequencies that we call spirit. The denser the frequency, the more solid things appear. The higher the frequency, the more fluid and unified reality becomes. This is why being or experiences from higher realms often seem like light or sound or presence, because they're not vibrating beyond the visible range of human perception. Imagine turning the dial on a radio. Different frequencies, same space. The music changes, but the radio stays right where it is. That's what the veil really is, a tuning band between dimensions. You don't leave this world to access the next one. You simply shift frequencies. As more of humanity awakens, the collective vibration is rising. The veil, both individually and collectively, is thinning. People are dreaming more vividly, sensing more deeply, questioning what's real. That's not chaos. That's remembering. We are remembering that this world is not a prison. It's a bridge. And what we do here, how we think, love, create, and serve, affects not just this plane, but all planes of existence. You are not separate from the divine. You are an expression of it. The veil was only ever a mirror, and you were meant to see through it yourself. So, how do we live with the veil lifted, but still stay grounded in this world? There's three practices that we have to do. One is presence. Reality unfolds in the now, the only place where the unseen meets the seen. And when you're fully present, you become a bridge between heaven and earth. Two is going to be intention. Your energy follows your focus. So we want to set clear intentions, not just thoughts, but vibrations of what you want to align with. Peace, truth, love, unity. Speak them into the field and reality begins to respond. Three, the purity of heart. The higher realms resonate with purity, not perfection, but sincerity. The more that your actions reflect love, the more transparent the veil becomes. Because in truth, the veil isn't something that you pierce through with effort. It dissolves through remembrance. So maybe the question isn't how do I see beyond the veil, but rather how do I remember I've never left the other side? Because this world, this life, this body, isn't separate from the divine. It's a living expression of it. And when you open your heart, listen to your intuition, trust your dreams, and honor the unseen within you, you begin to live as both the dreamer and the dream. The veil between worlds doesn't hide truth. It invites you to discover it from the outside. Until next time, keep your heart open, your energy clear, and your eyes fixed not just on what you can see, but what you can feel, because the unseen is calling. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's episode. I appreciate you guys coming back once again. And if you guys did like this, share with someone that you love, someone that you think is going to resonate with this message. And I will be back with the next podcast very soon. Take care, everybody, and have a great day.